We see a crowded room. Partiers with drinks in hand, making casual and flirtatious conversation. Then, from across the room, two eyes meet. Angela Gonzalez watches as a tall, attractive man heads her way and then stumbles and falls at her feet. Stone Benedict, having embarrassed himself, can't help but notice the impeccably well-dressed, beautiful Latinx woman that he just made a fool of himself in front of. And he found even more curious her choice of footwear. After a long night of talking in the corner of the party and ignoring everyone else, Angela and Stone set their first official date for that next fateful morning. Will they make a connection? Two lives merging as one, like two voices singing harmoniously in duet? Or will they find another path? Find out on this episode of Pod of Love.
Relationship and actual play podcast of the game Fog of Love, where we look at all things love and romance and relationship through the context of playing this game. Fog of Love is a game for two players where you create and play two vivid characters who meet, fall in love, and face the challenge of making an unusual relationship work. It's the all-time favorite relationship simulator, according to the box, and where you can play the couple you always wanted to be. I am one of your hosts. My name is Ben Wallace.
And I am your other host, Melissa Wallace.
And we are a married couple. And we will explore relationships and all things love by playing this game together. So this is our first episode, obviously. This podcast is part of the All Ports Open podcast network. And so we're grateful to be a part of that and to introduce you to this brand new show. We also want to thank the creator of Fog of Love, Jacob Jaskoff, who has given us permission and blessing to make this podcast. And we're so very thankful for him, both for making this incredible game that we love to play so much, but also for giving us the blessing to make this actual play podcast with his game. So we're very excited to be doing this. So in this game that we're playing on this podcast, you play, as I said, two characters, and you can play all kinds of characters. You don't have to play straight cis characters like we happen to in the episode you're about to hear. You can play all sorts of different configurations of gender and sex and sexuality through these characters. And we are going to do so in future episodes, although in this first episode, we played a straight cis couple, which is what we actually are in real life. But we play characters that are, I think, different than, I think my character is definitely a lot different than me in real life, as you'll see in this episode. So in this episode, go ahead.
I just said I agree.
In this episode, you're going to hear us play the characters Stone and Angela, and you're going to hear us make those characters in just a few minutes, and then we'll play this game. Just a little bit of an intro. This is the first episode of how this game works. It's a game where you play a love story, and there are different ones in the box, and we're playing the first one in this game, Sunday Morning Date, and throughout the game, each of us will have scene cards in our hands, which we'll take turns playing and reading. We'll make choices that will affect our character and our personality dimensions. At the beginning of the game, we make a character, we'll have traits, we'll have features, and we'll have an occupation. And then throughout the game, the decisions we make will affect our ultimate destiny. And the whole game builds up to a finale where we reveal what destiny in our relationship we were building towards, working towards, both individually, and see how that matches up with the other. So that's essentially how the game works. The primary game mechanic in this game is making and revealing choices that you make as little scenarios play out, like, hey, what are you thinking about? Or what kind of gift you want to be given? Or all sorts of things. And in this first game, you'll see it's a pretty simple short game. Eventually, there are breakups, there are marriages and babies and all sorts of complicating factors like there are in real life. So as this podcast continues on, we're going to play some of those other stories, and you'll get to hear different couples and different relationships. So what do you think, Mel?
I think we should start playing.
Okay, let's do that. In this first episode, you're going to get the whole story, which we probably won't do in future episodes. We'll probably break it up at sort of tension points or at the end of a chapter, and you'll get more than one. And at the end of the episode, when we're done playing this couple, we will reflect on the relationship and the relationship dynamics. And then after that, we're going to read and try to answer some listener mail. So we hope you enjoy this first episode of the podcast, Pot of Love. If you want to say some wise words of wisdom to set us into the game.
Wise words of wisdom to set us into the game.
You're hilarious. That's why I love you. Okay, so in this game, we both have characters that we've already created. And so do you want to say who your character is first?
My character is Angela Gonzalez.
Angela Gonzalez does what for a living?
She is a doctor.
And I am playing Stone Benedict, the architect.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool name, I think, for an architect. And I didn't pick it. It came out of a random name generator. So, no, that's okay. I don't mind full disclosure. So, the interesting thing about Fog of Love is that all these sort of things give us different personality dimensions. They affect our personality dimensions. They're not actually traits because every character has traits which are set. And we already have our traits, but they're secrets. We're not going to say them right now, but I will probably cut in us saying what each of our traits are. But they're secret from each other right now. So I don't know what Angela's traits are. Angela doesn't know what Stone's traits are. Much like in a real relationship when you first start dating someone and you don't know what their traits sort of are. You're sort of figuring it out as you go. Unbeknownst to, is that how you say it? To Angela, Stone is a perfectionist and a workaholic. Probably even unbeknownst to himself, so... but he is secure in who he is. And those are his three secret traits.
And unbeknownst to Stone, Angela is relaxed, free from stress and tension, feels on top of everything that happens. Flirtatious, inclined to playfully suggest sexual attraction without serious intent. And down to earth, simple and straightforward, prefers practical and proven approaches. Would you say you know my traits now?
I know some of them, probably, yeah. I would say. I have some idea. You get to know them over time, right? And that's what this game does. You have to figure out the other person's traits over time because it really does affect the game. But our profession affects our personality dimensions.
Do you and think so, that's true in real life?
I think it reflects on your personality to some degree. So, you know, like, for example, I don't really understand why the architect is more sensitive, but the architect in this gets 1 point towards more sensitive, anxious, or sentimental. I could see a priest, maybe, like, which is why I'm in real life, but not necessarily an architect. But hey, that's how the game works. So you are playing a
doctor, and what's really interesting to me is that it makes me less sensitive, and in real life I am a school principal, which I think honestly could go either way. You could be less sensitive like a doctor. I'm assuming that's because they see so many things that could or could not be traumatic. Principals deal with a lot of stuff too, but also you have to be sensitive to those things to be good an effective principal. So that's a really interesting dynamic there. I mean, obviously for the game they had to choose up or down, so that they probably decided to go with less sensitive for a doctor based on like their experiences. And that means at the bottom, if you're looking at the game board, thick-skinned, calm, and unsentimental.
Right. So I think it makes sense for a doctor to be thick-skinned and calm. It makes a lot of sense. Okay. So we already have our traits and our occupations picked out. But the next part of the game in fleshing out our characters is that we give each other features. These are not just... You have lots of features. Some of them are like... most of them are based around, I guess, appearances. But they're the things that you first noticed in the other person that drew you to them and made you attracted to them. And the cool thing about the game is you give the other person the features because they're the ones you notice. So it sort of reflects both on their character and yours because it's things that you are attracted to in a person, but also things about that person. So it gives us a chance in the game to sort of flesh out each other's characters a little bit. So do you want to give me a feature first?
So I kind of have this idea of how they would all kind of string together. So could I do them all together, or is that not how you want to do it?
You're not supposed... I mean, the game doesn't tell you to do it that way, but we can.
Okay, well, we'll just do it. For the first run, we'll do it the way the game says, so...
Okay.
I'll start if you want. Is that what you're asking?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I saw you in the corner of the room and your worn out jewelry, that's the feature if you can't see the card, your worn out jewelry caught my eye.
So mine kind of all go together too, and I'm not sure which one exactly to go first because I'm afraid of the way this one will make me sound if I do it first. So I think I will do, I noticed, Stone noticed Angela, did we say where we met? We probably, I don't think you're supposed to. Stone noticed Angela across the crowded room and noticed her, well, she's a doctor, and so she was impeccably dressed. And I couldn't help but notice the... Well, what's a I don't know anything about designers. What's a designer name?
Calvin Klein.
Your Calvin Klein black dress?
Michael Kors?
Michael Kors? Okay, there we go. We can do that one. All right, so anyway, you're well-dressed, which gives you plus one to discipline. My worn-out jewelry gives me minus one to curiosity. I mean, it's not plus or minus. I shouldn't say it that way. It's probably not right. It means that I'm little towards closed-minded, prosaic, and conventional because I'm wearing worn-out jewelry, I suppose. And you are a little more organized, diligent, and hardworking, and a little more disciplined.
I am a doctor. So, you know, you noticed me. You were walking over towards me, and I thought it was so cute the way that you tripped over your own feet. So I gave you the trait clumsy.
I'm just a little clumsy. How cute. Stone the architect, just a little clumsy.
Just a little.
And when I stumbled and fell, I looked up and I noticed you had impeccable sneakers. You just had like, I don't know, some, who wears sneakers with a what Michael Kors dress? You did, and I thought that was very interesting, and it makes you a little more disciplined, apparently. Or is it curiosity?
Yeah, a little more curious.
A little more curious. Yeah, because you were wearing sneakers with, like, pumped-up kicks with, that's not a thing?
I don't
with
know.
With your dress. All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, when you said hi to me, I noticed your booming voice.
Stone talks like this.
Oh, well, then you need to talk like that for the whole game.
All right, well, except for when I'm not talking in character. So, okay.
No, I think always.
No. Well, I also noticed...
hang on. Your booming voice makes you a little bit more rough, antagonistic, and stubborn.
Ooh. I mean, that makes some degree of sense. Okay. And I noticed and was attracted to how lean you were, which I noticed your frame inside that wonderful dress you were wearing.
So like
fit
turkey. I'm lean.
No, you're fit.
It doesn't say fit. It says lean.
It does. That's discipline. You got a little more discipline.
Interesting.
I guess you work out a lot at the gym.
Angela, it doesn't say that. It just says I'm lean. Could be hereditarily lucky.
I guess you could be. Yeah, but it does give you a plus of discipline, which implies that it has to do with your personal discipline. So. Maybe it's like diet or exercise or whatever. Okay, so that's how you finish making characters in the game. And now let's talk a little bit about the story that we're going to be doing. So maybe I should have said this first, but in this one, we are playing Sunday Morning Date, which is the first story that you do when you buy Unbox Fog of Love. It is the one that you do in the tutorial if you unbox and do the tutorial version of the game. Special rules and notes. The first time you play Fog of Love, use this love story in combination with the tutorial cards. If you want to play the tutorial again, you can learn about how to set it up in the rule book. None of that applies to us in this game because we play lots of times and we don't need the tutorial. But I strongly recommend the first time you play to unbox with the tutorial.
Yes, it was very helpful.
Yeah, very, very helpful. And we often still forget the rules and we play lots of times. So you have something in this game called Destinies, which is the way that – which is what you're trying to fulfill through your relationship. And every synopsis of each story tells you which destinies to have in your hand or in your discard pile at the beginning of the game. In our hand, we have the love team, unconditional love, the dominant, and equal partners. And we have none in our personal discard. There are no extra necessary scenes for Sunday Morning Date. And our starting hand of cards, scenes that we will play, should be three sweet, one serious, and one drama. Opening. You meet at a friend's party and fall in love instantly. One of you, it's like Frozen. One of you leaves early, but before you split, you agree to meet the day after on a Sunday morning date. Why aren't these people in church?
Said the priest.
The Challenge, Sunday Morning Date, is a short and sweet story that is unlikely to include sustained drama. Because it is so short, it will be difficult for the characters to fulfill all their trait goals. Keep this in mind when playing. So that'll be interesting for the first one to do a shorter story. And, you know, if you're listening and we may not get to, we'll see how it plays out. So towards our trait goals. the finale. Okay, and let us begin our tale of Angela and Stone on their Sunday morning date.
All right, chapter one says, "So, where should we go? You met through a friend yesterday. Today, you're going on your first date. How do you suggest starting the day? Both choose. A, the classic restaurant date. Get a fabulous lunch and lots of sit-down time to really talk and get to know each other. B, sing karaoke. Do a lot of silly serenades and electrify the room with your favorite song. It's a great way to avoid awkward silences. C, pretend to be a tourist. Go sightseeing and share your impressions as you enjoy the attractions and each other's company."
All right, so now we secretly choose, which is most the main mechanic of this game, is secretly choosing and then revealing your answer to the other person.
Can I make the chip sound one time?
Just yes, one time make the chip sound.
So the cool thing about this game, in addition to being beautiful, is that the chips that it comes with are like weighted, almost like casino chips, with the Fog of Love logo, and they sound beautiful. Ready? Here we go.
Okay, that's... Wow.
That's enough.
Sorry for your ears, folks. So, the this game was a Kickstarter game, and one of the stretch goals was that the high quality that this game is, because originally I don't think the pieces were going to be that level of high quality, but they are now. So, we will now reveal what we choose. So, we reveal, and I chose A, and so Stone chose A. Stone says, "The classic restaurant date. Get a fabulous lunch and lots of sit-down time to really talk and get to know each other."
So, I thought that your booming voice would be great for us to sing karaoke, which is B, my choice. "I love to do a lot of silly serenades and electrify the room with our favorite song. It's a great way to avoid awkward silences."
I don't know about karaoke, but I'm not totally opposed.
Sing me a little something right now in your Stone voice.
"Loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. And every time that we..." Ooh. All right, so we didn't match, which means you agreed to do a bit of both of your suggestions, which we kind of already implied. I said I was open to it. And so we both get plus 10 happiness or heart, and we would have gotten more.
We would have gotten 14 if we matched.
Right.
So that's still not so bad. We're going to have a good time anyway.
No. Oh, and I should say, you can't, because the destiny's in hand, you can't break up in this first one at the end. So, you know, that's sort of not a factor in this first one, but it is a factor in later versions of the game, in later stories. So, all right. So that starts. This is a six-length chapter. So, since you read the card, I will pick.
Well, we can only draw cards from the sweet pile.
Ah, right, right. There's less drama in this game. All right, so, a small gift. "This made me think of you, Angela. I hope you like it." Both choose. What does the player give, and what would the partner prefer? A special watch with the giver's name engraved on it. A donation to a charity in both our names. An expensive designer sex toy.
Oh,
and so we both choose. I'm going to choose what Stone is actually giving to you. And you're going to choose what you would have liked to have received. "I got you this donation to a charity in both of our names."
Oh, that's super sweet.
But secretly.
Secretly, Angela was hoping for a special watch with the giver's name engraved on it.
Okay, so because we chose these, there's actually effects to that too. So I get plus one towards sincerity. I get 1 point towards sincerity. And Angela gets...
nothing.
No. You get one less curious. Oh, well,
that's
curious.
Because that was my choice.
Oh, that's what you need to put yours on.
Each of your choices also comes with a personality dimension.
Yeah.
Consequence, I guess, is not the right word. But because I chose A, I put a token on the side of curiosity towards close-minded, prosaic, and conventional.
Right, because it's a very conventional gift that you wanted. You actually do get plus one heart, though, because I gave you a gift. Even though it wasn't what you wanted, you still get partner gets plus one. That's you.
I thought you got plus one.
Nope, that's you. You get plus one heart because I gave you a gift.
Well, that's so nice of you. Thank you, Stone.
Of course. What else do you do on a first date but give a nice gift? And what better gift than the gift of charity, I always say.
You do.
Yes, I gave to Habitat for Humanity. Because I'm an architect. I always volunteer at least 3 or 4 times a year with Habitat for Humanity. I like to make sure the homes are built right.
Flowers. Here, I bought you some flowers. Both choose. Player chooses what to give, that's me, and partner chooses what is preferred. A, 20 large red roses. B, 50 fancy colored tulips. C, a huge custom-made lavender bouquet.
Choose wisely.
Oh my goodness, I'm scared.
We can't make that joke too many times. Okay, and so what did you give me?
I gave you 50 fancy colored tulips.
My favorite. How did you know tulips were my favorite flower? You were Facebook stalking me, I suppose.
Yes. Is that weird?
No, of course. It's what you do on a first date these days. Huh. A lot different from when I was first dating. You didn't have Facebook back then.
How old are you?
Good question. I'm going to say Stone's probably, I don't know.
Wait, better question. When were you first dating? How old were you?
Oh, you know, when I was like 16, 17. And since I'm in my late 30s now, there wasn't Facebook back then. Right? That's right, isn't it? I think.
Probably.
Okay, so we matched. So we get, you get plus one heart and I get plus three heart.
Ooh, fancy.
I don't know if heart is actually what it's called, but it's like happiness.
That's what we're calling it, so yeah, everyone better get used to it.
It's happiness.
Now you pick a scene, right?
I love first dates because you get to know somebody better. Given the choice of anyone in the world, Angela, whom would you want as a dinner guest? Now you're going to choose a movie star, an entrepreneur, a historical figure, or my lovely grandmother who passed away 12 years ago, and you get to tell, which is one of the actions in this game, you get to tell in your character voice as your character something about what you chose. And each one of them has a different personality dimension effects that depending on what you choose. And as listeners, we'll probably say this in the opening as I explain the game a little bit, if I'm repeating myself, sorry, but you're trying to fulfill your personality traits through your choices. You don't have to. You could choose something that goes against your trait if you have some character reason, but you're probably trying to fulfill your traits and who you are. Okay, so what did you choose?
I chose a movie star. I would pick George Clooney because not only is he the most handsome older man movie star that I can think of, that Angela can think of, but also he's a very interesting guy. So I would...
What's your favorite George Clooney movie, Angela?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou, for certain.
Huh, never seen it.
Oh, well, we'll have to watch it, Stone.
That sounds like a good second or third date.
Yes.
I mean, assuming you want to go on another one.
Sure. You bought me...
Oh, yeah. A gift.
Not a watch. Oh, you bought me a donation.
Yeah. Why? Did you want a watch?
No.
All right. So you get plus one towards extroversion. Extroverted, sociable, assertive. Because you wanted to go out with a movie star. George Clooney. Great choice. In real life, A Brother Art Thou is one of my favorite movies.
I choose Love Song in Public. Player, that's me, sings. And then partner chooses. So first I have to sing to you. And you already picked the song that I always sing when it's a love song.
Great.
You are so beautiful to me.
Oh my.
Oh, can't you see? Partner chooses. A, it's nice, but this is embarrassing. Don't make a scene. B, join in singing, making it a duet. C, listen and forget everything about time and space.
Aw.
Miss an important appointment.
Ooh. Well, ooh. Let's see.
What do you choose, Stone? Also Stone.
Ha ha ha. You are so beautiful to me. All right.
So you chose B.
Yes, and you would swap in equal partners, but that's already in our hand because we haven't discarded any of our destinies.
But you get...
I get...
one token towards extroverted, sociable, and assertive.
Yeah. And you get plus one happiness.
Hooray! Good singing, Stone.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I had a little bit of training as a kid. My mother thought I should take voice lessons for a little while.
Interesting.
Yes. Well, I had lots of activities as a child. My parents were always putting me in different activities. Angela, what are you thinking about? Tell me. What's on your mind? This is another tell opportunity. I don't know if we've ever done this one. The new version 5, tell about a technology. So I guess it's like a new Samsung phone or something.
I've done this once or twice.
Okay. My favorite way of relaxing, tell how. How I might improve my workout, tell what you might do. Or something gross, tell about it.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm a doctor, so I'm thinking about something gross. I'm thinking about this guy that had Ebola, but I'll spare you the details.
Ebola?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that highly deadly and contagious?
Highly deadly, yes. Contagious if you don't take the right precautions, but luckily, those precautions were taken.
Wow.
Don't worry, I won't give you Ebola still.
You're the kind of doctor that treats Ebola patients? Or is that not in your normal sort of job?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on call. I'm on call at the ER.
Wow. All right, so we will move these here and reveal chapter 2.
Dun, dun, dun.
Did I read the last one? I did, so you should read this one.
Did you? I thought I did.
Yep, no, what are you thinking about was mine.
All right, chapter 2. This is going really well. You seem to have a great connection. But how great is it really? Both choose. A, the other doesn't know it yet, but we're destined to be together. I am so in love, it hurts. B, we really have a good connection. This could be the start of something beautiful. C, I guess this could be something down the line, but I think we're off to a slightly rocky start.
All right, so we're both choosing.
This is another 6-card chapter.
And this is our first opportunity to discard destinies. What we choose will make us discard certain destinies. We really have a good connection. This could be the start of something beautiful.
I totally agree.
All right, so now we both choose to discard a destiny, and we may not discard the destiny called love team. So we should, why don't we say we're both at? I am at 21 happiness.
I am at 22.
So there we go. All right, and so I will play the first scene of chapter 2. Oh, man, some of these are so good. I'm going to do this one, though. Look what I found. Look at this, Angela. This adorable thing needs a proper home. I think we should adopt it. And I'm going to say it's a puppy. It doesn't say it's any lost pet.
It's a tarantula.
So it's this tarantula that I found out in the street. No, it's a puppy. It seems to have a dog that seems to have lost its home. And so I guess I already checked the SPCA and no one knows whose it is. And so therefore I think we should adopt it.
Oh, okay.
So your choices are, of course, we'll take care of him. That would be too much work. I'd rather spend time with you having fun. Or I know an old lady who takes care of strays. She'll be happy to help this one out.
Hmm.
Oh, this is actually a serious card that I am playing.
Dun, dun, dun.
I guess adopting a puppy is serious. Oh, in this particular chapter, we can only draw from the serious pile.
Oh. A. Of course we'll take care of him. So I get +2, and we both discard a destiny. So I guess the puppy gives me +2 happiness, but we both have to discard a destiny. Well, while you're deciding, I'm going to put a token on. Honest, modest, fair, and sincerity. And I also get gentle, cooperative, and forgiving in gentleness.
We should say that one of the things with this game is you discard your destinies and you keep certain destinies in your hand, and the other person doesn't know what you're discarding. So neither of you knows what the other is working toward. And so, like, for example, if dominant, one person could be working towards dominating the other to fulfill their destiny. And you might not know yet. Like, at this point in the game, neither of us might know what we're working towards. We might have some idea. We're sort of getting that way. We have two destinies left in hand now.
I am going to play a secret. So I'm going to put this face down underneath the secret spot and draw from the serious pile. Your turn.
All right. A mutual friend says, I've seen something strange. A shadow, perhaps? More like a ghost. What should I do?
Ooh.
Now, we're both going to choose how we react to this card. Do you believe in ghosts? Relax. A, relax. It's just your brain playing tricks on you. It's probably just stress. B, haha, that's funny. Perhaps you should check your eyesight or your brain. C, I've also seen a ghost, but that's some years ago. It will do you no harm if you're pure in heart. Those are your choices, and only two of them I read in my character voice.
I said, relax. It's just your brain playing tricks on you. It's probably just stress. And that answer choice also comes with a token on thick-skinned, calm, and unsentimental in sensitivity.
Relax. It's just your brain. Your brain. Just your brain. I said it again.
You sure did.
Oh, boy. Relax. It's just your brain playing tricks on you. It's probably just stress.
Awesome.
And so since we both chose the same, I get the same sensitivity thing you got. And also we matched, which means we get +1 happiness. The funny thing is in this card that if we had match with the actually believing in ghosts, we would swap in unconditional love. Because I suppose if you meet somebody who also believes in ghosts like you do, then it's true love.
Unconditionally.
Unconditionally. All right.
So I play a scene now, correct? And I'm going to play online test. Hey, Stone, did you see that magazine test about what role you have in the relationship?
No, I did not.
Both choose. How do you react? A. It's just silly fun. I took the test and came out as the man in our relationship. B. It's just silly fun. I took the test and came out as the woman in our relationship. C. I won't take the test. Roles in a relationship are always in flux.
Aha, this is a good one.
Aha. D. I would never take such a test. They're a waste of time.
Ooh, interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Oops. So, I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but I wouldn't take such a test. Cosmo and BuzzFeed aren't exactly my thing, so...
BuzzFeed's not a magazine.
I think they're sort of a waste of time, if I'm being honest with you.
Oh, that's interesting. I think it's silly fun. I took the test and came out as the man in our relationship.
Yeah, right. The man in our relationship. Oh, Angela.
So my That's choice gets funny. Me a token towards close-minded, prosaic, and conventional, and curiosity, as well as rough, antagonistic, and stubborn in gentleness.
Right, and I'm a little less sensitive, obviously, from that response, and a little more disciplined. Okay. So, let's see. We did not match.
And a little more of a massage.
One choose A or B, the other choose C or D, which is what we got. Chooser of A or B gets minus two happiness. That's you. Chooser of C or D gets minus two happiness and swaps in a destiny.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, so yeah. First minus two. One, two. And swap in a destiny.
No, I swap in a destiny. You do not.
Oh, not me. Okay.
Yeah, just me. So, at this point, I had been working towards, like, equal partners and love team, I think. But at that moment, I swapped in dominant because I thought, oh, my character might take a turn towards being a little dominant here based on that choice. Did you have a destiny in mind yet at that point? Do you remember?
I think it was between equal partners and love team, but I hadn't looked closely enough at them to make that distinction because I don't really like look at them really closely until we have to discard to one.
Yeah.
I almost never choose dominant, which is interesting. I think that might be like my own personality overriding. So for future games, I'll probably have to keep that in mind.
But it was a moment when Stone could have tried to become a dominant partner. It ended up not working out that way. I'm going to play a secret. So now we both have a secret.
Dun, dun.
Neither of us knows. And that's my scene. Go ahead.
Stone, what is your most treasured memory?
Oh, an opportunity for me to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can either tell me something about your loving parents, about great times with your friends, about your accomplishments, or about your first love.
I'll never forget the time I won the Designer's Choice Award. It's an annual accomplishment for any architect in the city. It's chosen by my peers for a great work of design that I did over the last year. And I've won the award twice, but the first time, I'll never forget the feeling of standing up there on that stage before all my peers being handed that trophy. It's still on my office shelf. It's one of my most prized possessions. So I chose C, one of my accomplishments, which makes me just slightly more disciplined.
So the next scene you play is the last one in this chapter.
Ooh.
Ah.
Angela.
Yes.
I'm very sorry, but...
Uh-oh.
I can't go out tonight. Something's come up at work. I get one discipline for saying that. And I am now discarding a scene. So I guess I'm drawing two scenes.
So it says, partner chooses. That's me. Your date is canceled. How do you react? A. It's okay. I understand. These things happen. B. If you want to see me again, you better make this up to me.
Whoa.
C. No problem at all. I'm going out anyway. Don't wait up. Angela says, this is one of those points where you have to choose between like your relationship and your character trait.
Which comes up a lot in this game. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, Angela says, A, it's okay, I understand. These things happen.
Ooh, it's minus two happiness for you.
I get a token towards gentleness, more gentle, and I lose two happiness.
So you're at 21 and I'm at 20 exactly as this scene comes, as this chapter comes to an end.
You need some kind of music right now, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No, maybe not.
That's all I'm going to just play that.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, we can, we'll put, I'll intersperse some,
Chapter 3, Dreams. You are discussing your future and dreams. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Both choose. There's only two choices, so this gets good. A, married with kids. B, still living life with no obligations. One, two, three.
We both chose A. And I will say, well, 10 years is a long time, and who knows what will happen in the next 10 years. Of course, I can't see into the future. I have no crystal ball. But I'd like to see myself married, settled down with kids.
Me too.
All right. So because we matched, we both get plus six happiness.
And we also both have... Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we
both discard
destiny. No, just one of us chooser.
But it says both choose.
Oh, right. Okay, so we both discard destiny. Okay.
And you said we got, what, six happiness?
Yeah.
Yes, because we matched.
So we only have one destiny left in hand, but neither of us knows what the other one has.
Mm-hmm.
So...
The plot thickens.
It does. All right, and this time we only draw from the drama deck.
Ooh.
Yeah. I wonder if we weren't supposed to do six on top of this one, since it's like... Because it feels real short. Oh, it doesn't matter too much at this point. But I guess I will pick this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tough thing to talk about. But, I'm just going to get it out there. It's great to be together, but I think we're getting chubby. Let's do something about it. The only way to succeed is to do it together and support each other. All right, so partner chooses. Yes, whatever it takes. What, you think I'm fat? Or forget about it, I'm happy as I am. And you can see the impact that it will have.
All right, so I think I'm already pretty committed to this relationship. We've kind of sort of indirectly talked about... I'm saying this out of character. We've kind of sort of indirectly already talked about marriage and kids.
Uh-huh.
And we weren't totally off-put about it being each other,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to make the choice in the benefit of our relationship and not in the benefit of okay. my traits and say yes.
We shouldn't probably tell me that, but that's okay.
So I get two... Oh, wait, okay. So you get plus one.
Happiness,
yes. And it says, you will be trying to lose weight, that's me, and will be a bit more sensitive than usual. Both get double sensitivity personality tokens from the next scene played.
That's right.
Let's not forget, because yeah. we always forget.
We always forget. And you get two towards discipline. All right.
Double sensitivity for the next scene.
Right.
I pick the next scene.
Yes, you do.
Hooray! So I'm going to put this one down. It says, close your eyes. Stone, can you guess where I'm taking you?
Ooh.
Both choose. I select where we go, and you try to guess where we're going.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
All right. And my choices are to a secret party with famous people in Champagne. To, I don't know, I lost track of where we are going. Okay. To the local square to listen to the street storytellers' sentimental love stories. Okay, dokie.
Okay, dokie.
So I'm choosing where I'm guessing you're taking me.
And I'm choosing where we're actually
okay.
going.
Okay, all right. In that case, are you ready?
Yes.
In that case, Stone says, I bet we're going to a secret party with famous people and champagne.
You guessed it, especially the champagne part. So in addition to a token towards being more extroverted for both of us,
uh-huh.
since we matched, we also get plus two.
Right. And the sensitivity that was double doesn't apply because we didn't pick the C.
Correct.
But if we had, we would have gotten double plus to being more sensitive.
Yes.
All right. So something is nagging me at work.
Mm.
Just a bit. I need some advice. What should I do? All right, so we're both going to choose how I hope you will react and how you actually react. A very common situation in relationships.
And
your choices are, you should ignore it, you should just work harder, quit and take some time off, can you learn something from this? And I don't think that my character would, like, be thinking, oh, say this, say this, say this. But it's just sort of, like, what naturally you're looking to hear.
It's hard to try to think of, like, who you are as a character based on what I know without actually knowing, which is so true of relationships in real life. But then also, like, what's best for us as a couple. And then also fighting the urge of, like, what I would say, not what my character would say, right? So, all right, hopefully I don't make Stone mad, but Angela says, you know what, Stone? I know that it's bothering you. I'm really sorry, but you tend to lose yourself in your work, so maybe you should just work harder, and it won't bother you as much.
You're right. I think I should.
Yes.
That's exactly what I picked, which means that we both
become more disciplined.
Now, did you play that because you thought that's what I would want to hear?
Yes, and I thought
like, that was Angela also thinking about.
Angela also thought it would be in the best interest of their relationship.
Interesting. So we matched, so we get plus two happiness. Mm-hmm. I am at 31.
Me too. My hairdresser says that reveal a secret. Reveal one of your partner's secrets in play.
Oh, boy.
All consequences of the secret are resolved immediately. And for anyone listening, they should know this is a minor scene, so it won't count towards our 6-card chapter length. This card gets discarded face up at the beginning of my turn, and I will draw a new one.
Well, Julie, your hairdresser, was right. I am slowly working on starting my own business, my own firm. I wasn't sure whether or not when to tell you, and I'm still honestly not sure about this. There's so much work to do. But I think in the end, it'll be good for both of us. And I was just working up the nerve as to when to tell you. Julie saw me down at the... some filing office, filing paperwork, maybe. I'm not sure how Julie knew about my...
What kind of paperwork was my hairdresser filing?
probably some sort of bit... Julie probably owns her own hair salon. And we were down at the business office where you go for businessy things.
This is starting to sound shady.
Yeah, I know. It's not. It's because Ben doesn't know what to say. Not because it's actually shady. No, I'm starting my... So the secret was that I'm starting my own business. If revealed, now you get to choose. This actually does count now towards our card count. And you're going to get to choose how you're going to react to the secret. So your choices are, why did you keep this a secret? I don't think this is a good idea. We need more time together. Or, that sounds like fun, hard work, count me in. Now, if it hadn't gotten revealed, we would have gotten plus two hard at the end of the game if we did not break up, which we can't in this game. But it doesn't apply because the secret has been revealed.
I forced you to reveal it. Well, my choice is C. That sounds like fun, Stone. Hard work, but count me in. So you get...
Fantastic.
Plus one.
I get plus one.
And I change my occupation.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Okay. So now you get to choose. One time we played this where we didn't get three to choose from, and we just got one, and it was stuck. And we were stuck with like an awful one. But now we know you choose, draw three occupations, and choose one of them to replace your current occupation. I'm not sure why you're getting a new job. No, actually, I change occupation. So other is me. I get plus one happiness. You don't. So,
you did get the plus one. I didn't take it.
Did I mark it? Yes, yeah. I did. Okay, so I choose a new occupation. Oh, I didn't realize that. I guess because I'm starting a new business. I'm going to follow my dream. I've always desired to become a pilot. And a pilot gets plus one, two, da-da-da.
Discipline.
We got a lot of discipline over here, people. We got like...
10.
10.
Between us, 5 each.
Yeah, I'm going to replace my 5 with a fiver. We got these little 5 chits.
You're going to replace your 5 with a fiver.
I'm going to my 5 little individual chits with a 5 chit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, sounds of chits falling into cases. All right, so I don't know who reads the next one then, because you revealed my secret, then my secret went out, so I guess you would now play one, another one, because mine counted as a thing.
Okay.
This is actually the last one then. The end of our... final chapter. Has not been very dramatic, this particular...
Oh, it's about to get fun. Uh-oh. This is actually a serious card, but anyway. Should my ex come to our party? My ex asks about our party. I believe we both feel at peace after our breakup, but is that enough for an invitation? Both choose. How do you both respond to this situation? A. No way. B. Why not? C. We should invite the ex over more often. To all our parties. Even our wedding, if we have one.
Whoa. And our story ends with me saying, no way.
No way.
Well, I'm glad we're in agreement, as we often and seem to be.
Yeah. We're slightly less gentle because of our answer, though. But since we matched, we both get +3, and we swap in love team if we don't already have it in our hands.
That's right. And we're swapping it in, so we probably actually... So that means since this is the end of the game, that's the one we're both going to have in our hand, because we only have one in our hand. Which means we're both sort of stuck with love team.
Wait, so to swap in means you take the other one out?
Yeah. So we're actually going to be both stuck with love team now. All right, so now that is the end of the last chapter, and so we reveal our finale.
Finale.
Which says, compatible? You've made up your mind about what you want, but are you happy with how things are heading with your partner? Both select a final destiny. And did you give yourself your final happiness from that last one? The +2?
Yes.
+3 it was, mm-hmm. Did I?
+34.
Yeah, and I'm at 35, so it's probably right. Okay, so we both select a final destiny. Well, we only have one in hand each, so we don't have much of a choice, do we? So we both have love teams since I swapped it out at the end, mm-hmm. Which I guess happens sometimes. Reveal your destinies. Your destinies determine how it all ends. We both ended with love team. You will stay in the relationship, but your happiness depends on your shared outcomes. Neither of us is going to fulfill our destiny.
Right.
because we couldn't. It's also a shorter... I find it's harder to fulfill your destinies in this first one. Oh, you have a secret reveal. Okay, so reveal your destinies. So we did. If you have any secrets in play, you now reveal and resolve them as if unrevealed. You alternate in revealing your secrets, each choosing one at random to reveal and resolve until all have been revealed.
So I force you to reveal yours, but the secret I have in play gives me +1 sincerity.
Ooh.
And it says, surprise!
Oh, wow.
I'm arranging a huge surprise party. I hope it won't be spoiled, and it wasn't.
Cool.
If this scene has not been revealed at the end of the game and you are still together, both +4. If it had been revealed, I would have got -2 and you would have got +2.
Gotcha. Okay, so now we're going to reveal our traits to each other and see if we realize our trait goals. So that's right, we still get a lot more happiness from that probably. So let's do this one at a time. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Each achieved trait goal is +3 happiness. Each missed trait goal is -1 happiness.
All right, so my first trait was down to earth. Simple and straightforward, prefers practical and proven approaches. My individual balance is... I don't know how to, read this.
Of negative curiosity? Your individual balance?
Okay, we'll say negative curiosity.
Well, that's not probably... Okay, closed-minded, prosaic, less curious. Less curious.
Of 3 or more, and I have exactly 3, so I get +3, right?
+3 happiness, yep. So, which takes you to, 40. Past 40.
42.
All right, not surprising to anybody, Stone was a workaholic, compulsively working excessively hard, sacrificing other interests and responsibilities. And my individual balance of discipline is definitely over 3.
Yep.
So I get 3 happiness. 1, 2, 3.
So something really interesting about your discipline is that I didn't have a discipline goal or down.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of picked up on that. So if you look at the board, we both have 5 tokens on discipline because I made some choices for... who your character was, and where I felt like our relationship was at.
Yep. All right, what's your next trait?
My next trait is flirtatious. Inclined to playfully suggest sexual attraction without serious intent. Your trait goal shared balance is 5 or more towards extroversion.
Oh, which we have.
Well, but it's a shared balance.
Yeah. Oh.
So we missed it by 1 because you have a token on introverted shy.
Man, that's because I'm a clumsy.
Yep, so I get, and that's my fault because I picked it for you.
We missed it by 1. So
I
you
get -1.
-1 happiness, all right. All right, so refusing to accept anything less than perfection, Stone demands the highest standards possible. He was a perfectionist.
Surprise.
Yeah, exactly. And so shared balance of discipline, again, is 5 or more.
We have 10. And no tokens on less discipline.
We have an extremely disciplined relationship, and I get +3. Happiness.
Hooray.
Putting me at 45. Your last trait?
Relaxed. Free from stress and tension. Feels on top of everything that happens. Trait goal shared balance is 5 tokens down for sensitivity or more. So we didn't make that one because we had 4, but then we also had 1 in the opposite direction, which would have given us 3. So I get another -1.
Oh, man. Well, I missed my last one, too. I was secure, free from anxiety, and with a strong sense of oneself, unafraid to engage with others. secure in myself, or Stone was secure in himself, but he needed an individual balance of three less sensitive, thick-skinned, calm, unsentimental. And I missed that by two, because right. I only have a one total, because I have one plus sensitivity and two minus sensitivity. So I missed that, so that's minus one, we said?
Mm-hmm.
All right, for not fulfilling that destiny of security.
Security.
All right, so now you can see if you filled your character's destinies. Remember, fulfilling a destiny isn't everything. The story is. That's what the
It's a pretty good story. Can you give me your Stone voice one more time?
Yes, I think we are very compatible. And we both chose Love Team. Well, we didn't really have much of a choice.
Yeah, so that's interesting, too, because I did not have that as my choice. We were forced to swap that in.
What did you have as your choice? I had equal partners in my hand.
So did I.
So I think if we had equal partners, would we have fulfilled our destinies?
Well, equal partner says the difference between your and your partner's heart is no more than three. So no, because right now I'm at 44. We would have missed it by one. You're at 44. I'm sorry.
Oh, so we would have just 40. Missed it.
And your heart is 20 or more, and your partner does not break up. So right. We would have missed equal partners by one.
By one. And Love Team, Love Team, you need to have six gentleness collectively, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to have the sum of you and your partner's happiness is 60 or more, which ours is. We have a sum of 84, happiness. So definitely very happy in our relationship. But we missed the Love Team. We didn't fulfill that destiny of the Love Team because we weren't, I guess, gentle enough. I'm going to say, though, that I kind of feel like we did anyway. Like, it was obviously, the relationship was going pretty well.
We made a lot of the same decisions, probably more than I think any other time we've ever played this game.
Yeah, I think that, just because you didn't have the gentleness, well, you could say that, like, maybe we're still rough around the edges a little bit, but we're definitely heading in that direction as a couple.
We need to stay together for a little bit longer.
Angela,
right?
And yeah. So the Sunday morning date turned out pretty well. Turned into a decent relationship, even talking towards the future a little bit.
Yeah.
So, Melissa.
Yes, Benjamin.
What did you think of Angela and Stone's relationship?
Well, aside from Stone's voice being my favorite part, I thought it was really interesting. I found that Angela was kind of conflicted in, like, being a doctor, but then also being kind of, like, flirtatious and extroverted. I don't really think as a character I was able to be very flirtatious based on the cards that we drew.
Right.
But I did go with the extroversion piece, which is what
you did,
the flirtatious trait gave me.
And you did, you did the singing scene, and I was able to join in that. And now my character wasn't extroverted as a trait, but he was secure. So I tried to play the security as being like, yeah, I'm secure in myself, so I'm willing to sing in public.
Which I think that made your character have like a really cool aspect to his personality, where like you as the player of the character determined that he would be a little bit more extroverted because you would like, as a trope, you would, maybe not a trope, but you would peg somebody who was so like disciplined as like less extroverted and maybe more sensitive.
Or less silly, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it was that personal security that I relied on in order to, like, be willing to sing out in public because I'm so secure. He was so, confident in who he was that it didn't really bother him. But, so it's interesting, your character definitely made, I would say sacrifices, is that the right word? Personality sacrifices to sort of adapt to the relationship. Which is interesting. You became more disciplined for your partner.
Yeah, and so that worked because I kind of picked up on that being who Stone was.
Right.
And that did not negatively affect me in any way. So I was like, all right, let's lean into it. And that actually ended up being the trait that I had the most tokens on. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we found in Fog of Love that happens a decent amount. There's been times when we play games where one person will lean into... Now, look, I have extroversion, there too. Now, of course, we didn't hit it because I had the one for being clumsy. Right. Maybe I'm a little sensitive about being clumsy. I don't know. But I leaned a little bit into that, even though it wasn't my trait, because I figured it was yours. So I didn't work against... So I made choices to not work against that in the game.
Something I think that's genius about this game, too, is like you said, in extroversion, I didn't meet my shared trait goal because you had that one in the towards introverted. And that's... I mean...
about fault, but that's because you were clumsy and I gave you that trait. So through no fault of your own, based on who you were as Stone.
And what you were attracted to in Stone. Because you were attracted to his clumsiness, which is interesting. Well, maybe you were attracted to something in him that you don't have in yourself. Not necessarily the clumsiness, but the, you know, something that makes me just a slightly bit more shy or sensitive about who I am, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, that's it. Well, you know, it's, so you're, the relationship isn't just barely quite as maybe out extroverted as your natural instincts would lead you to be. Like, you know, and that's, you know, and maybe that makes sense given the fact that this is a more disciplined relationship than maybe you've been in the past, or you're being more disciplined than you have been in the past.
I think one thing that's really cool about this game, too, is that you only pick three trait goals. So that leaves you with, what do we have, 6 traits total. So that leaves you with possibly 3 other traits that you can play around with to be more compatible with your partner, which is what happened with me and being more disciplined.
Yeah. So, like, I'm trying to think of what else about these, what worked in, so what worked and didn't work, I guess, about Angela and Stone's relationship. There wasn't a lot of drama because it was a shorter story, so we didn't get to, like, really explore. This is obviously the beginning of a relationship. Like, I think the most, we mentioned the future, but how long do you think this relationship lasted? How many months or weeks or years or whatever, how did we just witness play out?
Oh, you think? A couple months.
Yeah, I would say so, right?
Yeah.
Probably busy people, professionals. We probably went on a handful of dates around time.
A doctor and an architect pilot.
Well, architect turned pilot. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Like, my thinking about that was like, well, we're not far enough along in the relationship where, like, I'm still making decisions on my life that I'm not sure how to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's not the secret
that's illustrated in the secret that you played.
Right. So, yeah. So, that's exactly right. So, I think keeping, like, you know, it's not exactly, like, a secret, so to speak. But it's like our relationship wasn't far enough along that my character would have felt obligated to tell you, hey, I'm thinking about making this life change. I'm going to mention it at some point. I'm not sure exactly how to bring it up because it's going to make it mean a change to our lifestyle. But, like, you know, it's obviously going to affect me, so you need to know. But we're not sort of far enough at a point in a relationship where, oh, I would be the kind of person that would tell you this before I made any kind of decision. I wanted to check with you. You know, we've only been dating for, like, you know, a few months, and we're somewhat serious, but not, like, you know, there's no ring or anything.
So I think that's really interesting too, because we both were kind of working towards love team.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I'm not love team, I'm sorry, working towards equal partners, right. And then we were forced to switch in love team, which is really interesting, because that, like, that initial card that we were working towards playing is, like, where our relationship was heading towards, right? Being equal partners. But we weren't there yet, and that's very clear from the choices we made in our relationship.
Right. It's not a far stretch to say, like, that we would go from the equal partners type of relationship to the love, trying to do the love team. Maybe we both thought that that's what the other wanted, you know.
But we definitely weren't there yet.
Yeah. We were working towards it, but we weren't quite there yet, for sure. What didn't work between Angel and Stone? Anything?
I mean, I didn't meet 2 of my trait goals because of some of the decisions that I made, and I think that's really telling about a lot of relationships in general. Like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, even in our own relationship, like, you and I have talked about, like, career goals and things like that, and, like, moves we want to make in the future, and family versus career, and, like, what that looks like. And so, you know, deciding what opportunities in the immediate are the ones that you seize when you're in a relationship together, when it's not just you making decisions. And the interesting thing is our characters were, like, kind of there, but not all the way there. And so, like, you know, my character didn't make any major life decisions, but yours did, for sure, which we just talked about. But my character did try and make everyday decisions that would benefit our relationship, so that, you know, if it came to making those life decisions, that we'd be in a better place to do so and still remain together.
So is there a moral to this particular Sunday morning date story?
Probably.
What do you think it is?
I think it's... Be willing to be flexible and open-minded in the things that don't go against your core values and, like, who you are. And I think of that as in, like, you have these 3 or so set traits.
Yeah.
And then these other 3 that or so that aren't necessarily set. And being willing to try new things. Like, Stone, for example, decided to sing a duet with me.
Right? Yeah. Do you find, I found when we played, that more often you end up being the one making sacrifices to fulfill your characters than me. That's a gender dynamic, do you think?
I think it's a gender dynamic, and also the fact that you cannot, no matter what you do, like, erase that from your personality. And so I think that's part of who I am coming through to, whether I want it to or not.
I see. So it'll be interesting to see as we play more characters and play more games, whether or not we can kind of, break out of that mold a little bit or whatever. And also, I need to explore as a player making more sacrifices of who I am for the other person. Now, at the same time, I'm trying to fulfill destinies and trying to fill personality traits. Really tough choice in this game between living into your personality traits and trying to make the relationship work. Which is that, if that's not a moral to a relationship story, I don't know what is.
And what's really interesting is the first couple times we played this before we started recording, like the very first couple times, I felt like the relationship ended up being a disaster in the end. We were so far off for like our happiness and stuff because I was playing only to the traits that my character was trying to fulfill. And so I found that after a couple of games, kind of like yielding on some of those things, because what I also was doing before was like, well, I'm disciplined and it doesn't say how sincere I am. So being disciplined means I'm organized, diligent, and hardworking. And then so sincerity would tie to that in that way through, you know, X, Y, Z, right? You know, like making assumptions like that. And I think that, you know, breaking free from that helped me to play a better character and a better partner in the in-game relationships.
The game definitely teaches you to compromise in order to win. By win, I mean fulfill your destiny. So it really isn't, the winning is just having a good story.
Right.
So Stone and Angela, one for the books, I suppose. would this story have, other than Sunday Morning Date, we've given some names to our stories before, would this one have a name?
How did we meet in this one?
Well, it was just the, like a crowded room, right? It was the party. It was a friend's party. And then we decided to have the Sunday Morning Date.
Right.
Just keep the name Sunday Morning Date, but I like to name it based on some event that happens. Like if it was a movie, it would be titled such and such.
Oh, I see. Well, what's the most memorable event for you from the game?
I would say if I was gonna like characterize sum up this relationship, it would probably be like I think of this relationship as being like these really nice dates, like nothing too crazy, except we went to a celebrity party.
With what? What was that? The party?
Champagne.
What was that?
Champagne.
Ah, yes.
Champagne. Champagne, that's the name of the story as far as I'm concerned. Totes. I just named it.
Okay, that's fine with me.
What did you say, toast?
I said totes.
Oh. What would you call it?
I wish I had said toast. I don't know what I would have called it. I think champagne, whatever you said. I think that is a great title for the story. But what I was going to say is that the moment that stuck out to me the most, and I probably have already said this, is singing the duet.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But so I was thinking about this too, though.
Oh, duet, like, would be a nice name for the story.
Is that reflective of who I am, like who Melissa Wallace
is? Right, I think it does reflect.
Or is that reflective of my character?
Both.
Like that. I mean, yes, but it also totally reflects who I am. Like, I would sing at you in public.
Right. I like to name duet for this, though, because we end up going for the love team.
How about champagne duet?
Champagne duet?
Okay, we'll say champagne.
Okay, so that's these two. That's this relationship.
How do you say champagne in French?
I don't know.
It's champagne.
Oh. Well, there we go.
Champagne.
Melissa, we have a piece of listener mail, and this is our first one for our first episode.
Oh, how exciting,
yes.
Benjamin.
So let's try our best to see if we can give some advice to single in Southeast PA, who says, I guess it's a question, who asks, why am I attractive and date douchebags? Would you like to give some insight and instinct, maybe from something you've learned from Fog of Love about relationships or just from your life?
I think that the term douchebag is a relative term.
Sure.
I mean, Fog of Love, if we're answering it through that lens, has taught me a lot about personality traits and sacrifices and, you know, as far as for the better of a relationship. And maybe, single in Southeast PA, you have not found someone yet who's willing to make those sacrifices and who is playing the game of life, so to speak, only based on their own fulfilling their own destiny, fulfilling their making choices that reflect their own personality traits without considering yours.
Yeah, that's right. So I think one of the things that, you know, you take away from this game is that You need to make, like we talked about in our synopsis of this episode, is you need to make compromises. You got to compromise some of your own personality in or a little bit. Not too much, because you still want to fulfill your own personality. But, you know, you got to kind of make some compromises to, like, make the relationship work. So maybe people aren't sort of compromising enough, or you haven't met people who are willing to do that. The other thing is that, you know, it's a complicated mix of whatever their traits are versus yours. You know, and I know it's not a game, so you don't have just, like, three secret traits. But you do have traits that, like, you know
way more
and they
than
don't
three secret yeah traits.
And they have the ones you don't know. Also, I would think a little bit about, okay, so what are the features that you're being attracted to? Just like in this last game, Angela was attracted to the clumsiness of Stone because he was a little shy because of his clumsiness, which she thought was cute, and that was a personality trait she didn't have because she was very extroverted. So maybe think a little bit about, like, you know, what are the traits that you tend to be attracted to? And maybe think about, like, you know, how exactly that, you know. I think thinking about who you're attracted to, what personality traits tend to draw you in. Sometimes we try to play out scenarios from our childhood or solve issues from our childhood or solve problems from our relationship with our parents through the people that we're attracted to and the relationships that we're attracted to. And one very popular theory on relationships is actually a good thing, that we're actually drawn towards and attracted to people that help us to sort of play out and resolve childhood issues. Now, the problem is that often that means you're in a relationship with somebody who's going to push those buttons for you again. And unless you can find a way together, working together, to sort of resolve those button pushing issues, that could be a recipe for one broken relationship after another and serial monogamy, as a lot of people end up being serial monogamous, just going from one relationship to another.
The other thing too is, you know, when you think about all your traits and your core values and your beliefs, what things you are absolutely not willing to waver on, and then those things that you might say, hey, you know what? This is not normally how I think, or not normally the way that I make choices, but if I were to think or make a different choice in a different way, what might that look like? Would that benefit our relationship? Would it hurt our relationship? And just being open-minded to those things as well.
Well, thanks to Single in Southeast PA for being our first piece of listener mail. And if you want to write to us a question we'd love to answer on the show, we want to try to do that at the end of every episode, try to give you some direct relationship advice. We didn't say in the beginning that what we do for a living or why we would have any expertise at all in terms of relationships. Maybe we should have, maybe we should go back and say something. But I'm a priest, and so I do some premarital counseling, and I do some relationship counseling. We both were divorced, we both were remarried, so we have some, I think all that gives us some sort of, you know, or maybe we should, maybe this could be it. Maybe we won't say it at the beginning, maybe we'll just tease it out now.
Well, I am a married woman. I'm also a school principal.
Right.
And, you know, any type of leadership role means that the heavy lifting that you do, you know, during your day job is based in relationships. And so I wouldn't so much say I'm an expert, but I definitely have experience in navigating relationships, working toward a common goal, having difficult conversations, thinking about, you know, strengths and weaknesses of people and the way they play out in professional working relationships, but, you know, also as a human being and the wife of a priest and, you know, a mom. And, you know, as Ben mentioned, I was married before, so an ex-wife, like all of those life experiences as well, you know, teach you how to navigate relationships a lot better and in different ways with different people.
So maybe in the next episode, we will tell a little bit more about who we are. And so we'll leave that as sort of a tease for the next episode.
Who are we?
Good question. But I will say that I wanted to make it clear right here at the beginning, and maybe I should have at the beginning of the episode, but neither of us is a trained relationship counselor or therapist.
Nope.
So this advice is just our advice. It's the best advice we can give. And we both have different training in different areas, and I have some relationship training, but I'm not a licensed or clinical therapist by any means.
You're a licensed priest?
I am a licensed clergy person, and I'm an Episcopal priest in the Diocese of Pennsylvania, Episcopal Church in the United States of America. And I'm licensed to do things like perform weddings in the state of Pennsylvania, I suppose. And other states, I suppose. Or Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I'm way off track now.
Yep.
All right. So this has been the first episode of Pot of Love with lots of distractions along the way. And I'm Ben.
I'm Mel.
And we hope you'll stick around and listen to the next episode. Please review the show on iTunes or the podcast app, wherever you get your podcasts. Like I said, we're part of the All Ports Open Podcast Network, which is brand new. We're recording this before that network has even launched, so I don't even have a lot of information to give you on it. You'll probably be able to find us on Twitter. You'll probably be able to find us on Facebook, but we're not there yet. Hopefully, by the time this launches, we will be. I should also say that you can email us to your questions or tweet at us, which we'll make a Twitter account and we'll make an email account, neither of which I've done yet, but probably podoflove@gmail.com, hopefully, and probably podoflove on Twitter. I'm going to try to get both of those
handles. I have to feel like that's already an account somewhere in the world.
Oh, it might be. In fact, actually, we called this Pod of Love and I forgot to check on iTunes whether or not that's actually taken.
Uh-huh.
It might be.
So you might be listening to the first and last episode of Pod of Love right
Hopefully
now.
We don't have to change the name of the podcast.
We'll just
That'd
call
be silly.
It Pod of Love 1.
Yeah, right? Well, no. I don't know what we'll do if that's the case. I should have really... That's the kind of thing you figure out before you make a podcast. I produce a number of different podcasts, and you would think I would have already learned that lesson. But, you know, hey. Life always has more lessons to teach you.
I see what you did there.
Just like Fog of Love.
Good job bringing that back around.
All right. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this first episode. Do we have like a closing word? A closing, go ahead.
Loving you.
All right.
Is easy.
Goodbye, everybody.
Because you're beautiful.
And every time that... That wasn't his booby voice. Ooh.
Me safely to the shore. My head.